Hey, this is Double J, Jeff Jarrett, WWE Hall of Famer, and you're listening to the My 1-2-3 Cents Podcast.
It's my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for My 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me a hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear, personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo! Kevin! You're stupid.
Hey, friends, welcome to episode 524 of the My 1-2-3 Cents podcast. For those of you keeping score at home, that means we are just 95 weeks away from episode 619. And of course, the quest to get Rey Mysterio to be the guest on the podcast, but also be happy with Dominic Mysterio as well. Dirty Dom, Chad and I talked about that last week on the podcast, but in all seriousness, I am trying very hard to get Rey Mysterio to be my guest on episode 619 of the My 1-2-3 Cents podcast, which will drop in September of 2026. So I think it's September 27th is the exact date, but working on that, working on a lot of things. And this is going to kind of be a hodgepodge podcast. It is the holiday weekend. I hope everyone had an amazing Thanksgiving. I am still not in my usual studio. So you're seeing the blurred background here. If you're watching on YouTube, and if you are, thank you for that. I appreciate whether you listen or watch or do both. I know most people probably don't do that, but I do appreciate the support here on the YouTube channel as well. I'm going to remind you to subscribe, click the notifications button. I'm working, especially in December, I've got a lot of content that's going to be going out, probably though, mostly through my YouTube and through my Facebook and TikTok channel. So if we're not friends on TikTok, check it out. I'm Kevin Huntsberger over there. I post wrestling stuff. I post my Huntsberger Chronicle videos. And in December, all month long, I will be posting, not all month, for 25 days in December, I will be posting the Christmas Advent calendar beer reviews. So I have 25 different winter and Christmas inspired beers, and each night I will choose one and review it. So if you're so inclined, check that out as well. I've been playing around on YouTube with the shorts, because at one point you could do a 15 second or up to 60 seconds. And probably in the last month and a half or so, YouTube has extended the time. They can go over a minute. I tried to keep the Huntsberger Chronicle specifically at a minute or less. And I was trying to do more of that quick content on YouTube because, in all honesty, you know, the name of this week's podcast is called My 1-2-3 Dollars and Cents. Or maybe I should call it My 1-2-3 Cents and Dollars. I don't know. Anyway, I am working on doing more in the monetization efforts for this brand. You know, that is now 14 years old. The podcast next week, by the way, celebrates year 10. So I am looking forward to that as well. Don't have a specific topic in mind just yet, but I am going to be working on something probably with Chad, who is traveling for the holidays. So that's why we're not recording this week's episode together. But I'm going to talk about some various things. But, you know, with YouTube, they kind of, at one point, I was monetized on YouTube, and then they kind of moved the goalpost and changed some things, and you had to get 1,000 subscribers. So it took forever, but thankfully made it to that 1,000 subscriber mark. But then once you get there, then they want X amount of hours watched. And so I am trying to build up more content that people will be interested in watching and checking out. But I found it very odd, I guess, that, you know, my Huntsberger Chronicles, for example, that are a minute or less, have over 500 views each. those videos. Some of them are closer to 1,000. But the ones that are just over a minute, like a minute 15 to a minute and a half, some of them are just barely in double digits. And I don't understand if they're not feeding it out the same way that they feed out other shorts. I'm not sure. So if anyone else is out there using shorts and experimenting with the changes that are going on with YouTube shorts, let me know. You know, TikTok has been good to me with the Hunsberger Chronicle stuff. But I do post wrestling content there and beer reviews and other things too. So check it out on TikTok. Again, it's just my name, Kevin Hunsberger. I don't remember if there's a space in between or not, but you'll find me and we can talk more over there. I put the game that Chad and I played last week on TikTok too, and it we got some interesting comments, some fun comments on that. So check it out and let me know if you're a subscriber over there. And I did create a, I don't even remember the name of is it Blue Sky or Sky Blue or whatever? I'm going to look on my phone and see because I don't even remember now. Blue Sky account, just because I want to have my name on those channels. So not that I think anyone's going to try to spoof me, but you know, as part of my job as a marketing director specifically, I went to a conference recently and learned to grab a hold of those social media platforms and channels. And even if you're not going to use it, just to at least have your name on it, so no one spoofs you and then creates content that you maybe don't want getting out there. So if you don't have a Blue Sky account or a Threads account, I would recommend just doing it just to hold on to it so your name doesn't get out there, especially if you are a brand or a business and working to grow and develop in that regard. So that's my marketing advice for the week. It's hard to believe it's December already. You know, I'm recording this on Sunday afternoon, December 1st. The Christmas beer advent calendar, as I mentioned, is about to start. I have not done that review yet, but by the time you're listening or watching this, the first one will be in the can. And again, it'll be on my Facebook page as well as on TikTok. So I would encourage you to check those out and follow along and let me know what Christmas and or winter holiday inspired beers you're drinking this holiday season. I mentioned Thanksgiving. I hope everybody had a great holiday. We put, I tempted fate and I posted it on the My 123 Cents Instagram page. I put the gobbledygooker out as the centerpiece on the table. And much to my surprise, he was able to stay. So my wife actually was not put off by it. But we had a nice, quiet family gathering, and I hope that you had your chance to visit and check out Thanksgiving with friends and family as well. We'll talk about Survivor Series for a few minutes as well. Survivor Series, of course, the Thanksgiving Day tradition from back in the day, dating back to 1987. I believe Michael Cole said, and I'm not good with math, that this was the 38th Survivor Series. So it's the second longest running PLE or pay-per-view in WWE history. And again, I have a soft spot for Survivor Series. I love that early concept. We talked about it last week. I think we might also, I haven't talked to Chad about this yet. I just got a message and we may do another variation of the Survivor Series show maybe before the end of the year. I don't know. I do have some other ideas and plans for the rest of December. So we'll see how it fits in and works out. But I loved last week's episode. Honestly, I had a good time coming up with the teams and you know, the members of our teams and kind of talking about it and reliving some of those old Survivor Series memories. But anyway, this year's event fell after Thanksgiving, which I don't know how often that has happened in the past. You know, eventually they got away from doing the event on Thanksgiving. I remember 1992 was the first year that it was on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, which I remember watching that one live. I had traveled home for Thanksgiving to my parents' house, and we ordered Survivor Series 92. That was also the first year that they broke away from predominantly having the elimination matches, which to me kind of took away the essence of the Survivor Series. And then for years, they did different variations and different things. And now that they've introduced War Games into the mix, and I know that not everybody is a big fan of War Games because it's not the traditional War Games that we knew back in the Jim Crockett days, with the cage, with the roof on top. WWE's put its own twist on it. And it's interesting because they said, I did notice that they said during the course of the show over the weekend that if anyone escaped from over the top of the cage, that their team would automatically lose. I don't remember that ever being discussed before, but perhaps it has. But it does make sense to mention it because, yeah, the whole point of War Games was to keep everybody in and have them fight it out. And back in the day, it was always a submission finish. And I believe we saw on the 2024 edition of Survivor Series War Games that both the men's and women's matches ended in pinfalls. Chad and I talked about this briefly as well. You know, we've talked about, you know, Money in the Bank and Hell in a Cell and the Royal Rumble. And now those matches all have female incarnations, which I think is great for the Rumble, especially now that there's word that they're going to turn that into a two-night event. I don't think that's starting in 25. I think that starts in 26. So maybe one night the women will close the show and one night the men will close the show. I wonder if eventually the same will happen with Survivor Series, because I don't necessarily think that just because you have a War Games themed Survivor Series that both matches have to be fought in the confines of the War Games. I feel like there were some great feuds in the women's match, but not enough to maybe necessitate a War Games match. Maybe we could have just done a regular 5-on-5 elimination style match. There was a lot of criticism too, I noticed online, about the women's match. A lot of people calling it horrible. And admittedly, I did not have my 100% of my attention focused on that particular match. I was still, and this is going to be part of the conversation in a minute too. And part of the reason why I'm still in this room and not in my usual room is we're doing some cleaning up and moving around and consolidating and getting rid of stuff and figuring out what we're keeping and what's going. And so, I had piles of stuff in our living room, dining room area, and was kind of going through stuff, getting stuff boxed and cleaned up and figuring out what I'm going to do with it. So I was focused on that task more at points than I was the match. But from what I saw of it, it was a good match, and I definitely wouldn't have called it horrible. I think the spot with Io Sky putting the trash can on and doing the moonsault, it makes me nervous every time. You know, I was nervous when Tiffany Stratton had gone up on the other side and did her swanton. And then, of course, with Io going up and doing the moonsault with the trash can, it always makes me nervous. It made me nervous when Bronson Reed did it. Because the sacrifices and the things that these men and women do for our entertainment is commendable. And you know, I don't ever want to see anyone get hurt. You know, we've seen in AEW, for example, we've talked about it before with Darby Allin, you know, the risks that he takes. So it does make me nervous. The older I get, I think sometimes the more nervous I get watching those types of matches. But it always seems like inevitably when those really serious injuries happen, it's on those things that you wouldn't expect it to be. But I'm going to say that overall with Survivor Series, I would probably have given, I'd give the show a B. I wasn't disappointed in anything. I was surprised that Shinsuke Nakamura won the United States Championship. I was surprised that I thought they were going to almost throw us a surprise when with the Intercontinental title match, with it being a triple threat and having Ludwig Kaiser somehow win that championship. I'm glad that didn't happen. I like Braun Breaker as the champion. I wouldn't have minded Sheamus winning, since that is the one title that has kind of eluded him, but I wonder if that's going to kind of continue to be his story, and maybe he continues to go after it and win that belt in a singles match, maybe at the Royal Rumble. I just think that Bron Breakker, you know, I think there's so much potential there. And I think the sky's the limit with him. And I'll be curious to see what 2025 looks like for him, because I think his future is the brightest of many of the superstars that we saw on the Survivor Series. I do wish that Tiffany Stratton had cashed in Money in the Bank. It would have been an interesting plot twist. It was a cool moment. And that, again, that anticipation, it's still, you know, sometimes you see that briefcase and you're like, eh, whatever. But I really thought, because both champions, you know, Liv Morgan and Nia Jax were both laid out. And it's like, because I think it's inevitable. She's going to cash in and do it to screw over Nia Jax. I think that's my thought, at least. I think eventually that's going to happen. But I like Tiffany Stratton a lot too. I think that she is another one of those bright stars with a big future in WWE and in wrestling. So I can't wait to see what 2025 holds for her as well. U.S. title, I talked about, you know, LA Knight losing that belt to Shinsuke. And again, I was a bit surprised by that. I'm curious to see where we're going to go with Shinsuke from here. Is he going to get more of a push? He's kind of been one of those utility players that they kind of dust him off and bring him out when they need him. But let's see him as a champion and see how things go for him in the weeks and months ahead of us as well. And then the world title match. I get why they brought Finn into the mix and you know, they're playing off of the confidence of Gunther. And I, you know, I like kind of the story they're telling there. And then the whole thing going on with Judgment Day still, with Damian Priest and the attack and you know, where does Gunther go from here? Who does he defend against next? Will it be Finn Balor? You know, he seemed pretty pissed that Finn interfered. So I think that it's an interesting time. It's an interesting time. We are, you know, I always think we're on the road to WrestleMania in some form or fashion. But really, Survivor Series is typically when that kicks into high gear and you really see those seeds being planted and figuring out where we're going. Of course, there's still a lot to go between now and Mania. I don't remember off the top of my head the December pay-per-view, if it's still TLC or if they do something different. Of course, we have the Royal Rumble coming up on February 1st, which, again, the first time that event has been held in a month other than January, so that'll be fun to see. Elimination Chamber, they announced that at the Survivor Series, that it's, you know, is John Cena going to get involved in that, and then is he going to end up earning a title shot at WrestleMania? It's you know, who knows? The other big story, I feel like, from Survivor Series, the friction, the tension that they kind of built between Roman Reigns and CM Punk. The memes are cracking me up the day after that are going around out there. So it's going to be interesting to see and watch what happens with that whole situation. I was waiting at the end, because last year, you know, they surprised us at the end after the good guys won. They hit Punk's music and he came out. Part of me was waiting for Brock Lesnar's music to hit and for him to come out and take out Roman and Punk and go back to Paul Heyman. So obviously that did not happen. I the only disappointment I'd say I had with Survivor Series is I still, you know, and Chad and I have talked about this as well, I don't feel like WWE is done a good job making the solo bloodline feel important. And you know, Jacob Fatu, I think, is very, I think they're all very talented. I think, though, that Jacob Fatu should be that leader of that group. Solo Sikoa still, to me, has not clicked. And then keeping Jacob Fatu in that position that he's in, it's making it harder and harder to get on board even with him. But I do like, you know, kind of the possibilities and the things that are out there that we may see again in the weeks and months to come as we lead to WrestleMania. I was surprised also, no appearance, no mention, at least that I can recall, of The Rock. you know, what was it, a couple of months ago when Roman and Cody teamed up and The Rock came out. And I don't feel like they've played off of that. And maybe that's the purpose. Maybe that's the intention. And we'll see more coming up at the Royal Rumble. And I know The Rock is a world traveler, and you know, his primary focus is Hollywood. But I'll be curious to see again what brings him back into the mix. And is he going to be a part of WrestleMania? One's got to believe that he will be. So yeah, there's lots of possibilities out there. I could see him going CM Punk versus Roman Reigns at some point. Saturday night's main event is coming up in 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks now. I'm sure things will play out at that event as well. We're going to get Kevin Owens and Cody Rhodes in the main event of that. You know, it's interesting too. The roster is so big and robust, and Survivor Series was pretty small in terms of the number of matches. Of course, two of those matches are your big War Games type matches that take time. But then the other three matches that were on the card, I thought were all well done and you know, looked good, felt good, and so it's going to be an interesting ride, to say the least, to Royal Rumble, and then of course to WrestleMania, and you can't forget about Elimination Chamber being in there as well. So I mentioned The Rock a minute ago, and I am going to mention this is happening, and if you're listening to the podcast, see the blurred background, it makes it difficult to show this off, but I am holding a Rock Christmas ornament. It's a Hallmark ornament from a few years ago, still in the box. I can't tell you how many people gifted me one of these, and Chad was one of them. I have one of them still on display in my display case. Jane Kelton, I'm sorry, from Stride Pro Wrestling, gifted me one, and then another friend of mine gifted me one. And Jane, when she gave me it, said, you know, give it away and do something for the toy drive with it. This was like last year. Didn't have time to do that last year, but I'm doing it now. For every $10 donated up until Giving Tuesday, which is, if you're listening to this on the day it drops, it is tomorrow. It is December 3rd, Tuesday, December 3rd, 11:59 p.m. will be the cutoff. For every $10 donated, you will be entered in for a chance to win that Christmas ornament. And we're going to do some good again this holiday season. Zach Whitecotton, I'm going to throw his name out there and mention him. He and his wife, instead of doing birthday gifts this year, they had milestone birthdays. They asked their friends to donate to the toy drive and collected almost $500. I mean, I still cannot believe the kindness that came from them. So any amount donated is going to make a difference. But I did want to specifically mention Zach and his wife and thank them for their donation. And I did go the other day to Ollie's here in Southern Illinois. There's an Ollie's in West Frankfort in 2025. There will be one in Carbondale. And sometimes they have, if you don't know what Ollie's is, it's their slogan is good stuff for cheap. And they had, you know, 2 years ago, they had a lot of wrestling stuff. I went last year, they didn't have anything. And I went to a couple different Ollie's. They didn't have any stuff. This year I went, and I'm going to actually hop up and grab it. I went to the West Frankfort location, and this was all they had. So I bought several, and that is the Nature Boy Ric Flair in, I hate this blurry background because you can't see it. But these are the WWE superstars. They look like the Remcos or the He-Man figures. I don't know exactly what the line is called, but they had a ton of Ric Flairs, and I didn't want to buy nothing but, or just have a bunch of Ric Flair. So I did buy six of them. They were marked $3.99, but when they rang up at $2.99. So I still have plenty to spend. And again, we're going to go and shop and buy some items once, you know, donations continue to come in. You can order stuff on Ringside Collectibles and have it shipped to me. Just send me a message and I'll give you my address. I believe I gave a cutoff of December the 15th, Sunday, December 15th for donations. And then I will be taking them to Toys for Tots that week, probably on the 16th or 17th, and making that donation to Toys for Tots here in Southern Illinois, which covers five counties. And again, the My 1-2-3 Cents Wrestling Figure Drive started in 2017, 2018. I ripped it off from the Major Wrestling Figure podcast. They, of course, collect thousands of toys. The first couple of years, we did hundreds of toys. The first few years, several years. Last year was a little leaner. This year, I'm hoping to get back up into triple digits. Maybe if we can hit 100, that would be awesome. So any little bit helps, and any contribution that you can make will be greatly appreciated and will not go unnoticed for sure. And in addition to the Rock ornament, there'll be some other prizes that I throw in there, because as I mentioned, you know, I went through, I've been going through a lot of stuff and finding, and, you know, Chad, I know, is shipping a few more boxes of stuff for prizes and whatnot. And just going to be doing more giveaways and maybe even trying to flip some stuff that I've had in my collection for a long period of time that I don't use or don't need or don't want anymore. And so I am going to be doing some research this week on the app Whatnot. It is becoming a popular place to sell items. I don't have much of a following there because I've not done anything with the app yet. I have purchased foolishly some things that I probably shouldn't have bought, but look for me on Whatnot, and I'll post more on the Facebook group and on the Facebook page when I'm going to go live and do some things, because I don't want to go live yet and not have the following. So once I do my due diligence this week and do some research and figure out some things, I'll be going live and trying to make some sales. And again, part of this whole process, you know, being a content creator is monetizing, and I love making the content, but also would like to make a little money. And so you know, again, once things get rolling, and you know, I invite you and I encourage you to go and watch the YouTube channel, go watch some videos, go watch an old interview with Mickey James or with Nikita Koloff, and send me ideas, things, suggestions, things that you want to see and hear from the My123Cents brand. I've also been playing around with the idea of once a month breaking away from a wrestling themed podcast and doing something else. Still running it under the My123Cents umbrella, but talking to old friends in the news business and old friends in the other areas of life that I've been in. And I say old friends, but you know, friends of mine from those other walks of life. So still playing around with that idea. I'm just kind of throwing everything that's on my mind out. And I need to, if you're watching on video, I apologize. I need to put my glasses on to see what else I have on my list. That's everything. So I'm going to close with something else I'm going to try to do in December. And I say this every year, and that is start reading or finish reading Saint Mick. It is Mick Foley's Christmas book. It is my journey from hardcore legend to Santa's jolly elf. I love the artwork on here. Of course, Mick is on the back there. This book was written or published in 2017. And Chad actually bought me this book. And I have read some of it, but I'm going to sit down and actually read it. My plan is every night in December to read from it a bit. But not only... And this is one of my most prized wrestling possessions, actually, because Chad also got it autographed by Mick Foley. So it's written out to me and signed. So that means a great deal to me that he took the time to do that. So I'm going to definitely this month start reading Saint Mick and learn more of the Mick Foley story. I watched his documentary on Santa Claus a while back and thought it was great. So and Mick Foley is one of those guys that I really have a lot of admiration for what he did in the business and what he does even beyond that. So his podcast was one of my favorites to listen to. And I'm sad that it's no longer on, because his storytelling was always so good. He's very witty and it comes through in his writing as well. I read all of his books previously. So Saint Mick, I will sit down with this winter, this December specifically, and get that knocked out. Friends, let me know what's on your mind. Let me know about prizes. I am going to be giving away, in January, we're going to give away stuff. We're going to do the Royal Rumble contest again in And for the 2025 Royal Rumble. So I always want to say January, but now it's February 1st. So I'm going to have to get used to that, but I'll probably start announcing all of that good stuff the first part of January. So put that on your calendar. Make sure that you are a part of the My123Cents Royal Rumble contest. And we'll do it the same way we did in 2024, where 50% will go to the to the Royal Rumble winner, and 50% will go to the My123Cents wrestling figure drive. So we're going to keep that tradition going on as well. As long as I can and try to make a difference in the lives of people, I'm going to keep on keeping on. So friends, I thank you so much for being a part of this week's show. Again, be sure to subscribe, leave a review. Let me know the things you like that you don't like. You know, there's some of you out there, you know who you are, who are honest, straight shooters, and I appreciate that. So continue to be that way. Let me know the things you want to hear and see, because if it's not stuff you're enjoying and you're not watching, then it's pointless to do this. So I'm not going to do what I want all the time. I want to do things that are going to bring people here to be a part of this community and this conversation. And if you haven't already, go like the Facebook page, follow along on Facebook, but also join the Facebook group. It is a private group now. We had people getting in there, spammers that were posting inappropriate things and things that I didn't want in there. So I did end up making it a private group. So just send a request that you want to join, and you're in, unless you're a spammer. And we'll have a great rest of 2024 as we gear up for 2025. Thanks for listening and or watching. We will see you next time.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.